This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
Horrifying news story.
I don't know if this is the kind of hard-hitting news you're used to.
Got some good news and I got some bad news.
Now this could be the big story of the summer. Network is going to be wanting plenty of coverage.
What do you mean, silly? I mean, that's real news.
All right, top stories of the day. We already talked about the top story of the day. Portland Trailblazers coach Chauncey Billups and Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier have been arrested as a part of a pair of wide-ranging investigations related to illegal sports betting and rigged poker games backed by the Mafia. Again, important to note, Chauncey's more on the is on the rigged poker game side of things, and Terry Rozier is on the fixing of games side of things as it sits today. And it does hang a nasty cloud over the start of the NBA season.
It makes me very sad.
It does make me sad. It's unfortunate. But I will not let that ruin my good time. Not now. Not at least at this point, Michael. I do remember when I found out the WCW and WWF were fake, and that ruined my life for a while, but then I continued to watch. So, if that's the case, we'll just continue to watch.
Wait a minute, Brady.
We still don't... Yeah, yeah.
Are you saying those are still on?
Oh, yeah, they're still on. Well, WCW got bought out by the WWE years ago. Come on, Michael, read a book. I did watch basketball last night. Cooper Flagg, he got a double-double, but I quit watching. The Spurs just, and that's really the story, and I'll get to that. The Spurs just dominated the Mavericks as this game kind of rolled along. And Cooper Flagg, every time I watched him, he was missing shots, and then when he would miss a shot, he would just take more shots, and It was not a good game by him, and the Spurs ended up winning 125-92. Cooper Flagg started at point guard. He never played point guard until joining the Mavericks. He had three turnovers without recording an assist. I'm not sure if that's the best option for him, is to play point guard. Victor Wembanyama, 40 points. For him. 40 points last night. The guy is a cheat code. He's 7'4 and moves like Steph Curry. Maybe not quite Steph Curry, but he's 7'4 and you can't stop the guy.
Is he artificial intelligence?
He could be, man. If we were going to make a case for it, that guy is crafted out of a basketball laboratory. Like, give me a 7'4 guy that can handle the ball and move. Like, he did a reverse dunk. He just blew by everybody. I don't even think his feet left the ground. He is a problem. That guy is a problem. And the Spurs might be a problem, too. Sean Payton, I talked about this yesterday, the Russell Wilson thing. I don't really care about it much anymore, but I wondered if Sean Payton would respond to Russell Wilson's tweet, and he was asked about it yesterday. Here's what head coach Sean Payton had to say.
We'll go to questions. Obviously, kind of a crazy back and forth game when you got later into that game. We struggled for at least two thirds of the game offensively. They hit some big plays on us defensively. I was proud we fought to get back in it.
This might be from yesterday, Mike.
You know, we had.
You might have yesterday's clip. I think that was yesterday's clip.
See
if you can find his response directly to Russell Wilson's tweet yesterday where he said, man, you're still throwing out bounties and all that stuff, classless and all that. Sean Payton was asked about it, and I sent it over to Michael, but he confused the clips. It's okay. It happens.
Well, I just loved that other clip so much.
Yeah, it was a good clip.
Reminded me of yesterday's show, which is much less depressing.
Do you have the actual clip? Thumbs up? Okay, here's what Sean Payton had to say about Russell Wilson's tweet.
I did. Look, in the euphoria, the way that game unfolded, that was strictly about Dart. I mean, and I that was in no way, shape, or form anything that was directed at Russ. So, and I might be able to see how he might perceive that, but coming off that win and watching how he played, that wasn't any intention at all.
All forgiven? All good? You believe him? He didn't mean that. He didn't mean anything about Russ. It's all good. He's talking about Jackson Dart.
He was talking about both.
He was talking about Jackson Dart. Sean Payton knows when to give compliments, and I applaud him for doing that. I think that was a real stand-up thing of him to do.
He did both, and he did both beautifully.
Yeah, he is no ill will toward Russell Wilson. Mm-mm.
Tanner has some ill will towards Russell Wilson.
When he drafted Bo Nix and it was, hey, we just want a quarterback that doesn't take negative plays. That wasn't directed at the previous quarterback that he had, even though that was the quarterback that was taking all those negative plays. That wasn't directly pointed at Russell Wilson.
Broncos country, let's ride.
What could have been? How many Super Bowls did you think we'd have by now, Mike, once we found out we were getting Russ?
I thought we would have the same amount of Super Bowls that I thought Bo Nix would bring us. I was really excited about Russ.
Mm-hmm.
I remember getting the news and being so happy.
I was very happy.
We were all happy.
Oh, yeah. Nobody said that they saw that coming. I mean, yeah, we all kind of were like, should you extended him? That's an interesting situation there. Maybe not, but turns out they kind of had to. I mean, that was kind of like they were putting Broncos management, George Payton's feet to the fire, kind of like, hey, he's not going to be happy. You don't want him to be disgruntled. So they wanted to gruntle him and make sure he was good.
I would say be disgruntled.
Well, they didn't see that fit.
I'd say play that one really good season, show how great you are, and then we will give you money.
Doesn't work that way, Mike. You know that. I'm going to get into my top five kind of questions surrounding the Nuggets that I did not get to yesterday. Michael distracted me, completely messed with the clock.
I was looking great yesterday.
Pass. Jason Kosmitsky, the voice of the Denver Nuggets, is going to join us here in just a moment. I wonder what he thinks of all this stuff. Like, Kaz will tell you how it is, man. That guy will tell you how it is. All this gambling stuff that's going on, and then the NCAA comes down with, hey, we're allowing our players to gamble. That's another one of our top stories, too. They approved a rule change on Wednesday that will allow athletes and athletic department staff members to bet on professional sports. 2 weeks after the Division I cabinet approved the change, Division II and III management council signed off on it, allowing the new rule to go in effect November 1st. So does that mean Brock Wisney and I on the Brock Wisney Show get to talk about betting on the Nuggets? I think it sounds weird, man.
I don't know. Is Wisney the type to gamble?
No, I don't. I don't know. And it doesn't. I don't think that. I don't think that's a judgment of who you are or whatever as a person. If you enjoy the ponies, if you enjoy doing that, it's part of it. It's fun.
Well, that's a fun Jokic thing.
You just got to, Nikola Jokic, you just got to be able to. Michael and I have a disagreement. Michael says Nikola Jokic, and I say Nikola Jokic.
It's Nikola.
Nikola.
You're just faster. Just Nikola.
Nikola.
I'm saying it right.
Nikola.
You're hearing it Nikola. Like Ricola, you're saying Nikola. I'm saying Nikola. I have it right. I'm wearing his shoes. He gave me these. I bought them from his store, but kind of like he gave them to me.
I helped him design those shoes.
I don't think so. I've seen your work, and I don't think it would be possible for you to do that. 12.
He said he wanted those shoes to be neon pink, and I'm like, maybe go with a bright red.
He's got a bunch of different ones, man. This was actually my second choice, but the number one choice, they were like purple, and those were sold out. So we'll see.
Purple for the Washington Huskies?
No, for Joker, because Joker's kind of purple, right? You should know this, Mike. You read the comics. You skip past
Brady,
the news headlines.
Didn't you scold me earlier for bringing up Batman 92, and now you're bringing up Batman?
Well, I just know the colors of Joker, and I am a Batman fan. I just don't talk about it to random people all the time on a sports show. But if I were to pick, Christian Bale's definitely the best Batman.
Yeah.
No.
Michael Keaton.
No. Although I do kind of, once you hear the Scooby-Doo thing, it is hard to get it out of your brain. The Christian Bale Scooby-Doo comparison. Have you ever seen that?
I have not.
How it kind of sounds like Scooby-Doo. Where is Val Cody? It's kind of Scooby-ish. That's all I'm going to do on Batman. 12:15 the time. Jason Kosmitsky, thank you for bailing us out. Coming up, the voice of the Denver Nuggets.
Bailing us out,
coming
Christian
up right
bailing.
Now on the show. Michael, please, that is your sign to never talk until you are spoken to. We'll be right back.
To the pros, we have your football on Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, I'm Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Gimme, gimme, gimme the ball, because I'm going to dunk it. Nuggets tonight, 8 o'clock, ESPN. At Golden State. I am very excited for this game. Excited to see the new look Denver Nuggets. David Adelman, first year taking over officially as the head coach. He was interim last year during their last playoff run. So I have a lot of questions surrounding this Nuggets team. Michael's trying to get us the voice of the Nuggets on the First Advantage hotline, Jason Kosmitsky. He confirmed the time, Mike. He confirmed it. But sometimes these guys get caught up in different media things they got to do or whatever. Or, I don't know, this could be, if he's not, oh, we got him? No, we don't got him. We don't have him.
Is not sure what the cause of the issue is.
Conspiracy, did the NBA say, put a hold on all NBA people talking to Brady? No, I don't know. We're supposed to have him on the show. I'll get a text from him at some point, so if we don't get him on today, I'm sure we'll get him on at some point soon.
Maybe he likes Vay better.
Oh, there's no question. I don't think he knows Vay is gone yet. So,
oh, okay.
I don't think he likes Vay better though, because Vay is a Lakers fan.
Oh, that's true.
So
that's
I don't think that's true. The Nuggets going to win tonight, Mike?
Yes.
Why?
Because they have
Heart.
A better roster.
Yeah. Are the Avs going to win tonight?
Yes.
Why?
Because they have a better roster.
You know what? And again, I love our relationship with Westwood One. We're carrying NFL games, of course, and we do kind of the NFL is kind of the priority until this, obviously once the season's over. But we carry Nuggets and Avalanche games here on the station, and we don't carry either one of these tonight. But I'm excited for Thursday night because this is the most important game of the week in the NFL slate. Would you agree?
Maybe.
This is we're all Vikings fans today, Mike.
Oh, I'm not a Vikings fan.
We're
I'm
all
an anti-Chargers
fans.
Fan.
That means you're a Vikings fan tonight. Who are you rooting for to win the football match? The Minnesota Vikings or the Los Angeles Chargers in the match tonight?
I'm rooting for the Los Angeles Chargers to play terribly.
So you're rooting for the Vikings. Good for you. Brian will be extremely happy. We got the Thursday night special coming up. Brian was out of breath after he recorded this week's intro. That could either be a great sign or a terrible sign. I'm taking it as a great sign. He has been absolute straight-up fire on all these Thursday night special intros. It's been so good.
I have not listened to it yet, but I imagine it's going to be fantastic.
All right. So we'll do this now because this is kind of my five things. There's a million things that I could put together as we approach this Denver Nuggets season of what I'm looking forward to, of questions that I need answered at some point. Very soon. And I don't know if I'm going to say these are in a particular order. I might have one that's more important than the other, and I'll kind of weigh that as we go along and navigate through this. One of my top five is Jamal Murray. You guys know where I am on Jamal Murray. Some say I'm too critical. Some say I'm not critical enough. That's the problem because he's inconsistent. I am critical of him when he's bad. I am very happy with him when he is good. I said years ago, Michael, I believe Jamal Murray on his best days could be better than Steph Curry. Dude, when he is cooking, he is unstoppable. Ask the Lakers. Ask a lot of those playoff teams that have gone against him and seen Bubble Murray or Playoff Murray. He seems to be in better shape than he's ever been in coming into this this new season. Typically, it takes him a few months to really kind of get into it. I am looking for a good start for Jamal Murray.
Will Murray bring the fury?
This is when I told you, Mike, don't talk about things you don't know about. That's part of it.
Yeah, but Jamal Murray, that would sound so
Jamal
cool.
Murray in his career has been about a, let's just say the back half of his career, a 20-point a game kind of guy. That's not all-star. Last year, he averaged 21.4 points per game. The year before that, 21.2. The year before that, 20. Then 20.1. Is there still room for Jamal Murray to be an all-star? Is he still in that, oh, well, he's been at this a while now, Mike. I mean, this is going, what is this? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. This is his 9th season in the league. In his career, he's averaged 18 points per game, 4.7 assists per game. We all know he's kind of a different point guard. He's not necessarily a pass-first point guard. But is this going to be the year Jamal Murray realizes that he is an all-star type player? That's what I'm curious to see. And I think that's a big, you can have him be a 20-point guy and still win an NBA championship, but it's a lot easier when he's scoring 25, 26, and 27. So Jamal Murray, I hesitate to do this, Michael. You know, I normally throughout the season will put out my, it's not even a bet. I just tell you who I look at the lines on players, the over-unders on players, and I pick a specific player for the Nuggets, and I tell you whether or not I think they're going to go over that amount. And I usually am pretty good at that. I fear doing that tonight because of all the junk surrounding gambling. But I'm going to probably still do it because I'm a degenerate, and that's what we do. So Jamal Murray, can he be all-star level? Doesn't have to be, but can he be? The other one is David Adelman's talking about this defensive approach to be kind of like the Oklahoma City Thunder, to play such an aggressive style of defense where it almost feels like they're fouling, but you can't really tell all the time because you can't call it every time. I'm really interested to see this tonight. If the Nuggets take that approach, if they have this really aggressive defensive-minded approach, because last year, it wasn't great. You know, Denver was not fan. I mean, they got better in the playoffs, but last year, their rating was it? Their defensive rating was 116. 116. That was one of the worst in the NBA. In fact, the bottom four. To put that in comparison to like the Oklahoma City Thunder, they were 107. A points per game, they allowed like 119 or so? Or no, 117. There it is, 117. They weren't great in the regular season. They got better defensively once the postseason started, but how much of that was David Adelman and a rejuvenated team? Michael Porter Jr. is not on this roster anymore. I'm curious to see how that goes. And speaking of that, Cam Johnson, he is taking over that small forward spot for Michael Porter Jr. My belief is, based on the stats and the games, the few games I've seen, it's not like I have an encyclopedia of Cam Johnson games in my head that I can go off of, but I have a few. And I believe they got maybe slightly better shoot or slightly worse shooting, but a little above slightly better defense. I think much above that. Not slightly better. I think better defensively. So can Cam Johnson, can he be more of an overall, like a well-rounded player? Not a guy that's camping out at the three-point line, kind of waiting for something to happen. That's kind of what I looked at when I saw Michael Porter Jr. for the most part, was a more of a wait, and he's picking his spots or he's waiting for his teammates to pick their spots to get the ball to him. There were times he was aggressive. There were times he crashed the board, sure. But I want to see if Cameron Johnson can be more of that complete player over Michael Porter Jr. Christian Brown, you just got paid, man. You got paid. You look different. You look bigger. You've been lifting. You got rid of the NSYNC haircut, the Backstreet Boys haircut, and you buzzed the head, and he's got the beard. I don't know if he's got the beard going today, but we'll see. But he definitely looks like he's about that business right now. Can he take that next step and make Nuggets fans feel good about that contract and not worry that they got caught up in another bad type of contract where he's a good player, but he's not worth that much, which is not allowing you to go get other pieces to complete your team, to complete that bench. So Christian Brown is certainly one of the question marks there. And then, again, David Adelman. He took over the team with three games remaining. There definitely was a different feel, definitely a different vibe. They beat the Clippers in the first round. They took the Oklahoma City Thunder to seven. No question about it, David Adelman was the guy. They were going to make him the head coach. Can you do it all season now? Now that the interim label is gone. We talked a lot about that with Tyson Summers and CSU going to Wyoming this weekend. Was that just a, hey, we're all buying in because we were sick of hearing Michael Malone's voice and it's just so refreshing that we're going to go all crazy here. We got guys that are hurt, that are playing when they probably shouldn't play. Was that all just, we're going all in? And to use a Chauncey Billups terms, we are putting all the chips in the middle to win this year because we know we're going to be splitting up soon. Was it all of that? Or was this team really better with David Adelman? There's a lot of pieces to discuss. A side note, I want to see how the Jonas Valanciunas thing works both with Joker and without Joker. Do they have that true center as a backup for Joker? It would seem like they do, but what will it look like when the two are on the floor at the same time? Very curious to see how that one goes. 31 minutes after the hour. Michael, let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
There's only one sound like the key tumbling the lock open for the first time. One feeling like finally seeing your place after you've emptied all the moving boxes. That moment when four walls and a roof become the home you've always wanted. If you're on the search for that special place, we're the community bank that'll help you get there. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hey, what's going on? This is Justin Adams with CBS 4 down in Denver, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
I try to avoid complimenting you as much as possible, but that was a good find. As it went along. No, but the beginning was what do they say? Fire? Was fire, Michael.
Slay. That's what my niece used to say, but they don't say that anymore.
They really slay? What are some of the slay. Young kids' terminology things they say nowadays? Do you know? You should know more than me.
I don't know. They change so often.
They do change. There's a lot of them I just don't understand. Like, some people will comment on my stuff, and they'll say, no cap. And I'm like, I don't know what that means.
Well, it's because you're not wearing a hat.
Or maybe it's because I didn't capitalize everything, or I should have capitalized more. I thought my punctuation was okay, but no cap. Or base, that's basic. That's basic. I'll get that on my thing. And then I was told that was a compliment, because I got really fired up. I'm like, you're saying I'm basic? They're like, no, it's a compliment. I'm like, was that? Basic, I don't think people take as a compliment. Like, you're a basic person.
I don't know what any of that. I'm 44. I don't know stuff.
You should. You watch more cartoons than anybody I know.
I don't really watch a lot of cartoons.
Well, whatever it is. You watch a lot of nerd stuff.
You watch Invincible. Brady, you need to watch Invincible.
Invincible.
It's on Amazon.
What is that?
It's about superheroes. It's about a superhero who...
No, I don't.
It's actually really violent, but it's about a superhero who comes to Earth, and he's actually evil. He's supposed to come to Earth, conquer Earth, so that his people can take it over. And in the first episode, he kills a bunch of the
superheroes. Oh, thanks for giving
superheroes.
It away. Thanks for giving it away. I would love to watch it, but now I know what happens.
That's the first episode.
I won't watch it now because I know what happens.
We're in season 4 right now.
My wife and I are going back and watching Resident Alien at a protest because they canceled it.
I know.
Those sons of... they just take what we love.
It's such a great show, too.
It's an amazing... I will agree with you. Like, the first two seasons were great, and then the second two were kind of like... The third one was... Or fourth one was like, yeah, we kind of know it's over, so let's kind of wrap it up. The Game of Thrones did. Not as bad as Game of Thrones.
He admitted that's how he wrote it.
Yeah, it was... I didn't know it was going to be canceled. And I remember I looked over at my wife. I was like, this is happening very fast. He's, like, going to stick around, and now suddenly he's gone? Like, what's happening? That's a good show. I will nerd out on some stuff. I definitely will.
Yeah, well, if you want, like, a really accessible, like, science fiction show, that's actually one to get started on.
Resident Alien?
Yeah.
Oh, it's very good. It's funny. The relationship with the alien and the kid is hilarious.
Yeah, and Alan Tudyk is great.
He's in a lot of stuff that people don't even realize he's in.
Yeah, he's the voice of iRobot.
Yeah, he's kind of like the guy that plays Schmeagle. In Lord of the Rings, like that guy's in a bunch
Andy
of
Serkis?
Those. Yeah, yes, and he's in a bunch of things that you don't know he's in because he's always like,
he's in
AI or whatever.
Two episodes of Andor.
I don't know what that is.
It's a Star Wars' best offering, in my opinion.
Okay, well,
I don't know who else is in Star Wars?
Darth Vader,
Alan Tudyk.
Well, just because he's a cool, like I like him in some things, doesn't mean I'm going to go back and. He was also the pirate guy in Dodgeball.
He was. He was also the pilot in Firefly.
He was also in a bunch of other things.
Yeah, he had a TV show. I can't remember what
Resident
it was called.
Resident Alien.
But it was about going to... Con Man. It was about him going to... He played himself going to Comic-Con and all these different, you know, cons around the country. Pretty funny show.
I wish I had more information on stuff I could tell you I'm watching, but if it's not reruns of, like, my wife really likes old school stuff. She likes Murder, She Wrote. And I got to tell you, I used to make fun of her for it.
It's not a bad show.
It is freaking good. You got to check your brain at the door, but it is good. It is calming. Something about stuff in the 80s, just different. The decorations in the houses, it takes you back, you know, and then the acting and just kind of like, it's a good show. It's a good one. That's the one we're watching. Let me read some texts here. Texter from the 970, does this make the NBA a house of cards? And it comes tumbling down. What is the next step for the NBA? Do you think the NBA has to do something drastic? Has to come in and say, hey, with our partners at DraftKings and FanDuel and blah, 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 blah. We're saying no more over-unders. Like, we're going to come in and say no more player prop bets. I know Adam Silver talked about the tweener players doing it, but, I mean, if you want to move a needle here, you want to do something big, that would be to remove. So I better get that bet in, Jamal.
Doesn't necessarily have to be drastic, but it does have to be definitive. They have to get ahead of it.
What do they do? What do you do? You're not going to not gamble. You're not going to say no more gambling. NBA is now no longer linked to that. They're not going to do that.
No, but they're going to have to say
anybody who
gambles is done
bad
forever. Anybody who approaches a player to gamble will be like, we will
benched.
Partner with the police and or whatever. They're going to I don't know if that's legal, but we're going to have to.
If you gamble,
that's a free speech
then
thing.
You we're sending you on a one-way ticket to Montego Bay.
They'll have to come out and do something definitive and say this is unacceptable. We don't do this kind of stuff. But it can't just be, you know,
don't do
talk.
It. Don't do gambling. Do you think doing gambling is cool, bro? Well, guess what? It's not. And then you have like...
Dare to get off gambling.
You have like LeBron James and then Adam Silver standing up there. Do you think doing gambling is cool, bro? And then LeBron says, it doesn't pay. Unless you nail that like 8-team parlay on Friday night, including the Los Angeles Lakers.
I think Saturday Night Live just hired you.
Yeah. Eastside Chris, okay, thank you for that. Eastside Chris, Brady, sounds like a movie deal. Even Ocean's 11 can do that. Oops, meant can't. Yeah. Did you hear about, like, this the jewel thief? And, like, I don't want to get into it. I don't know what
it is.
Yeah,
who stole the jewels right in public.
Yeah, where is that? Like, one of the very famous places that's well-secured and nobody would even think to steal a jewel from there?
Yeah, it's like in France.
France, as we say, Michael. France.
I call it Frogland.
970 says, Brady, no cap means like it's the truth. No lie. LOL. Okay.
What the hell does that mean?
How do we get that from that? I don't understand that. So you ain't capping.
So you ain't capping,
if
Joe.
You're lying.
Peace, dog.
931. Faith says, sounds like an after-school special PSA. Yeah, it's going to be Adam Silver standing up. Gambling is wrong, and you shouldn't do it. If you do it, you are wrong. We'll take a quick break, and then they have their special. I saw one today. It's like, enter FBI as your for a $5 code for DraftKings tonight.
That would be funny.
It's so ridiculous that it hurts so much and makes me so sad that it's just, you got to go with the funny route of it, you know? It's just, I don't know what the NBA does. What can Adam Silver say? You ain't going to piss off your gambling partners. You're not going to go say they're bad. What are you going to do?
I walked the line. You got to walk the line on this one. It's going to be...
That's pretty, the mo you know. That's pretty good. The mo you know. I don't know. And again, the reason my brain goes to these dark places with the Chauncey stuff is like, Michael, they're arresting him on what they know they can get him for. They've got him for this, right? There could be other stuff, and I'm just saying, if we find out that an NBA head coach is involved in more than just this poker stuff, that's gonna get really bad. If consumers think that their coaches are involved in this day and age, and again, he was not arrested for that. His name is not linked to that at all. But the same mafia families that put together the poker stuff and then this gambling stuff are involved in all of it. And it just so happens to be a head coach. His name has come up in this and it's involved in the poker side. Could it possibly be that there's more to it than just what they got him for? And is that possibly why the prosecutors have asked the judge to put a substantial bail out so that they can't get out of there? Because we want to sit down and make them a deal. Good cop, bad cop kind of thing. We knew you hid the diamonds. That kind of deal. You know, let us know where they are. Let us know who put them there. And we'll only charge you for this. I don't know. But my job is to think about that stuff. Why is it fair for my brain to go there and not bring it to this microphone? That's what I do on this show. I don't keep these thoughts to myself. I would hurt myself if that was the case. I have to put them out there to the world. And if you think it's, well, Brady, innocent until proven guilty, I 100% believe that. And yes, the only facts we have on Chauncey Billups are that he was involved in the poker rigging, and apparently it's elaborate. It's pretty bad. But I'm not supposed to go there with my brain of, well, other guys are involved with that same mafia, and he didn't ever come in to this kind of gambling world on sports ever? Did it ever come up? Not once?
But how involved is he? Was it his house and he just happens to know who all the major players
are?
We
don't know yet.
Or was he like, you know, was he the guy who's like, okay, let's rig everything and I have all the technology?
We don't know yet. Here's what we know. Rachel Nichols posted, the FBI is alleging that Chauncey Billups and Damon Jones were involved in rigged poker games that went way beyond counting cards, poker chips, trays with hidden cameras, special contact lenses, bro, I want some, to read pre-marked cards and x-ray tables that read cards while they were face down. How involved was Chauncey in that? Was Chauncey just the guy that said, hey, Billy, I got a heist. I hear you like the high stakes games. I got a place for you. And he was responsible for bringing them in. Did he know they were cheating people out of their money before they even sat down to play poker? Or was he just kind of a side character that was responsible for getting them there? And if that's the case, he might be let off pretty easily in this. But it would still be an illegal game that he's getting
arrested him.
It would still be an illegal game that he's getting them to go to. So either way, if you didn't know, you did know. How involved are you? Whatever. It's crazy. The mo to make it into the youngins lingo. Yeah, I love that. The mo you know. He said, Chris, what's the line on the next Portland game? Maybe Malone could get a coaching job. Well, yeah, Portland doesn't have a head coach right now. Can you imagine that? Starting season? You don't have your head coach. You started the season now. 49 minutes after the hour. Let's take a short break. We'll wrap up this hour. We got buy or sell. We got the Thursday night special. Something positive. Well, not really. I lost three in a row. I don't know where I am. We got to fix it tonight. We are going to fix it. Follow along with me tonight. Follow me at Whole Show. We'll be right back.
Is this the year the UNC Bears turn it around? Find the Football 52 podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or 1310kfka.com.
This is Nico Carvacho, former CSU Ram, current pro basketball player, and you're listening to The Hall Show with my good friend, Brady Hall.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Tanner thought for a moment he could do what Michael did, and so Michael said, all right, fine, sat down in the lobby, and Tanner sat down and said, I'm going to produce your show. He looked confident, cocky, like he always does. And then about 15 seconds to go in the commercial break, he turned pale in the face, stood up, scurried out the door, found Michael. Michael ran in, and it was a photo finish, but Michael got us on the air. Good job, Mike.
Yeah, this is like me asking someone for money. Now give us money so we can put some commercials on the air. Like that.
Are
you
talking?
Are
you talking about being a salesman? Is that what you're trying to say? This is like me trying to be a salesman. Is that what you were trying to say?
Yeah, just kind of a roundabout way. How I do sales.
The Mo, you know, 12:55 the time. Coming up next, we got buy or sell the famous Thursday night special with yours truly, Mr. Thursday Night. Michael's here. And then Kevin Lytle is going to join us from the Fort Collins, Colorado. Let's talk some Rams. That's still big news. I know it's all gambling and all that stuff, but are you gambling on the Rams to beat the Wyoming Cowboys? For entertainment purposes only. We'll be right back.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.